Hello, it's Roger Curlin. I am the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association and News on the Edge. Very exciting weekend coming up. It's going to be Memorial Day weekend, so hopefully everyone has a long weekend off, and if you're working, not working too much, and get to enjoy some of it. Some of the activities going on in the Edge District: Ferg's Sports Bar has live music all weekend long, so super exciting in combination with the Rays playing all week and all weekend long. So lots of stuff going on around the Ferg's area. Enigma Bar and Lounge has shows going on this week. This weekend, there's going to be dancing all night long. They're open till 3 a.m., so I guess make sure you get in a nap. There's also tons of shopping to do in the Edge District. So over a dozen unique boutiques, and I know a lot of them are having great sales and things like that going on. So definitely check all those out. I know it's getting that hot time of year, summertime in St. Petersburg, but if you pick the shady spots and dip in and out of the air conditioning, it's not too bad. As far as art in our district, unfortunately, we don't have any galleries right now, but we've got kind of art hidden all over the district, which is really exciting. So businesses like Grassroots, they have artists featured inside for sale and also for display. Enigma Bar and Lounge also really loves to feature new artists and tons of great vaulted walls inside. So check out those businesses and more where we've got art inside our businesses. There's also our Edge Business District Association friend and neighbor articles gallery, and that's at 1234 MLK. And Creative Clay, another friend and neighbor of the Edge District, and that's at 1846 First Avenue South. So really cool places to go and check out art. And another thing, you can make your own art, a t-shirt at Big Frog. So they can do one shirt for you, all different sizes, all different colors, and you can use your own art and then show it off, right? So pretty cool. Some of the other ways you can view art in the Edge District are our murals. So St. Petersburg is really famous now with the Shine Mural Fest and all the murals in town, and the Edge District has got them all over as well. So Kappa Law has a fantastic piece on their side with this very colorful bird. The backside of all of our businesses along Baum, there's just art after art after art on those murals. And so please check out Baum Avenue on our east side. Ton of art. Move Dispensary, great, great graphics on the side, as well as the Edge Animal Hospital. So just come in the district, explore, look at all those great murals there in our area. A few other events coming up besides Memorial Day weekend. We do need cleanup help. We're doing a beautification of the district on June 3rd. We're meeting at Suncoast Credit Union, which is 1022 Central Avenue at 8 a.m. They're going to do coffee and tasties, and just a great way to get out, get some exercise, meet some friends, and help make the area really beautiful. June, another event coming up in June is Pridetopia. So Saturday, June 24th, from 8 p.m. till midnight, the whole district is really, the bars, the restaurants, and some of the shops are going to be opening up to really celebrate Pride Month and Pride Weekend in St. Petersburg. So a lot of fun going on, and there'll be stuff on social media with further details. But June 24th, Saturday evening, clear your schedule, come check out Pridetopia. A good, really, really super good news: the Rays and the city have teamed up to provide more parking for the area. So about 2,000 spots are pay and park on non-Rays game days now, and multiple lots that the Rays have. So great collaboration, great way for the Rays and the city and the districts to all interact and provide more areas for folks to come in and check out our districts. Finally, stay cool, stay hydrated. We know it's going to be a warm summer, but we live in Florida, we live in St. Pete, so we know that's always going to be something. If you'd like to find out more about us, Go to edgedistrict.org, edgedistrict.org, and we look forward to seeing you. Thank you. This has been News on the Edge.